racing into New York, the 2009 Auto Show.
So the auto companies really have to do everything they can to try to attract buyers.
And this year, the buyers they want most...
Oh, that's very convenient.
...are Ryan Bradbury and Anthony Vallone.
What do you think?
With the mainstream standing still, they, like many gays and lesbians, are on the move.
I think we still are just as likely to buy a new car.
I don't know if you have any idea how many phone calls and how many menu trees it takes to stay on Medi-Cal.
In 1991, the Wall Street Journal declared the gay community a dream market. Soon, gay publications and anti-gay activists alike were abuzz with the news. Gay men and lesbians were far wealthier than their straight counterparts and had fabulous amounts of disposable income to throw around.
Gay getaways, just show me where to play on. Gay getaways, I'm feeling oh so gay. Please.
20 years later, these ideas about class in the gay and lesbian communities are firmly rooted in American culture. They've brought us television shows like Will and Grace and The L Word.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had anything in the lower price ranges.
Oh, what range did you have in mind?
25.
Excuse me?
Oh, she's kidding.
Hello.
It's so expensive.
Adele, really, we're making a film about fashionable lesbians.
In a 1996 Supreme Court opinion, Justice Antonin Scalia wrote,
"Of course, it is our moral heritage that one should not hate any human beings or class of human beings. But I had thought that one could consider certain conduct reprehensible, murder, for example, or polygamy or cruelty to animals. The problem is that because those who engage in homosexual conduct tend to reside in certain communities, have high disposable income, and of course care about homosexual rights issues much more ardently than the public at large, they possess political power much greater than their numbers, both locally and statewide."
Yet even one of the people most responsible for creating the affluent image of the gay community will tell you that it's a myth.
My name's Todd Evans. I'm 46 years old. I'm born and bred in New Jersey. Both my parents were professional ice skaters.
Todd Evans is president and CEO of Rivendell Media, which in 1984 was called Rivendell Marketing.
I own a company called Rivendell Media. It was founded by a man named Joe DeSabato in 1979. And he was the first promoter of Elton John and Jefferson Airplane at the time. In fact, Elton John's first album, the U.S. version, is dedicated to him. He pitched the market at that time as double income, no kids, urban dwelling, and so forth. And everyone would say, that's great, but you know, I got to cover my tail in this. What are the facts on that? And so in 1984, he went to the major publications across the country and asked them if they could participate in a reliable research project. And at the time, the most reliable company was Simmons Market Research Bureau. The price tag was quite steep. I believe it was over $100,000 in 1984. They promptly formed a group called the National Gay Newspaper Guild, and everyone ponied up $10,000 and did the first reader survey of the top gay publications in the United States. And that survey is kind of the original hallmark survey that showed the gay and lesbian readers of these papers as being affluent and single, a lot higher than the average American. Now, of course, in the hoopla that followed, every gay person and gay publication kind of took those numbers and hyped them as their own, and that's where sort of the myth of the gay affluence came from.
Hey! I made it myself. It's a dry snack mix. I call it garlic jazz! I think you might like it, but if you don't, blame it on the bossa nova.
Boy, knock it off. Don't make me laugh. You're bugging me.
Okay, how am I bugging you?
How about projectile garlic jazz all over my $4,000 sofa?
Each time you describe the sofa, you add another $1,000.